American and coalition forces are steadily advancing against the regime of Saddam Hussein. With each new village they liberate, our forces are learning more about the atrocities of that regime and the deep fear the dictator has instilled in the Iraqi people. Yet no crime of this dying regime will divert us from our mission. We will not stop until Iraq is free. This week, coalition forces have been clearing southern cities and towns of Saddam's death squads and enforcers. Our special forces and army paratroopers, working with Kurdish militia, have opened a northern front against the enemy. In the town of An-Najaf, members of our 101st Airborne Division have been welcomed as liberators. At An-Nasiriyah, Marines continue to eliminate the enemy while other Army and Marine units have closed in on Baghdad. From the skies above, coalition aircraft and cruise missiles are removing hundreds of military targets from the map. As the vice tightens on the Iraqi regime, some of our enemies have chosen to fill their final days with acts of cowardice and murder. In combat, Saddam's thugs shield themselves with women and children. They have killed Iraqi citizens who welcome coalition.